WKTY La Crosse, 96.7 FM, 580 AM. Dave Carney back here with you on the WKTY Morning Show, joined on the Stone Distribution Talk and Text Line by our good friend, sports betting insider, former UNLV Rebel quarterback, John Denton. JD, how the heck are you today, man?
Good, good. Another good day of college basketball on the slate. So
it was fantastic.
Another great day, great weekend.
Well, it's good because we need to rebound a bit from our 1-2 JDS on Tuesday. We didn't have those games perfectly lined out, but John, I put this online on Tuesday afternoon, as a matter of fact, the BetUS Daily Play, that over the last, I want to say it was 98 plays, the JDS, the John Denton Special, had been clipping at a rate of 60%. Now, I let our listeners know that in order to turn a profit in sports betting, you have to hit 52.4% of your bets against the spread. We are 60% ATS and just a tick below now with our 1-2 day on Tuesday, which means if you just bet, straight bet, the John Denton specials on a weekly basis, you'd be in the money. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. My new car payment will also thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's a good feeling to be clipping at that 60%, but you got to take those days like yesterday and combine those with the days that you're going 6-0 and stay even keel. And, you know, every day is a new day, so we got to rebound today, that's for sure.
Well, we got a lot of action in which to bet on, and we start off this morning, I think 11:15, the tip between number 11 Michigan, number 6 Colorado State. Just after that, we get South Dakota State, a 13 going against a number 4 seed Providence. Based upon your conversation with us on Tuesday, John, I went ahead. I, of course, used BetUS.com, the official sportsbook of the show. I made a wager on South Dakota State +2 against Providence. I think South Dakota State wins this game outright against Providence. John, talk to us again about that South Dakota State team, though, because they're making some real noise, or at least they have, leading up into this tournament. I think we both like this particular play.
Yeah, they finished the regular season, I think, or they finished out through the conference tournament, I think, the best three-point shooting percentage team in NCAA history. So you're talking about a team that can fill it up from the outside. I do like South Dakota State. I laid off of it. I didn't play this game, and the only reason why I didn't play it is because a majority of the tickets are on South Dakota State. You probably got a 70-30 split, but when you look at the money, you know, there's a lot of sharp bettors that are holding. There's a reason why that line hasn't moved with all those tickets being placed on South Dakota State. That's because you've got some heavy money that's laying that's backing that contrarian public bet, right?
Of gotcha.
Those sharp bettors are going against the public, so it's basically a fade the public play.
So does that mean that I've made a mistake here in putting a unit down on South Dakota State, because the sharp bettors, which we'll talk more about here, and how much they are upsetting Jay Cornegie, Westgate Superbooks head man. Do you think the sharp bettors then are more right than I am? Because I like South Dakota State. I really do. It feels like one of these 4-13 upsets just waiting to happen. But if the sharp bettors are holding back money and they've got it on Providence, maybe I shouldn't have jumped so soon.
Well, I like South Dakota State too. Again, Providence is one of those Big East teams that plays a very physical brand of basketball.
They do.
So again, it just in these quick turnaround matchups, it's really hard to gauge what you're going to get out of either one of these teams. But when you look at, you know, the stats and stuff, Providence doesn't defend the three very well, and South Dakota State shoots the hell out of the three. So I mean, you got to like those chances, especially when you're in a short 2-point spread, right? They shoot the free throws better. They shoot the ball better, right? So you have to like that advantage. But
Yeah. Again,
it's something red flagged me on it with the sharp money being so heavy and the public being so far into the South Dakota State pick. So I just laid off of it.
Well, it's one of the reasons that you're our sports betting insider. It's those kinds of factoids, guys and gals, the sharp money, the number of tickets that come in. All of this research is available for you online, but it's the reason that we have John on the show. So you don't have to do all of that yourself. He'll do the heavy lifting for you. And then you can be like Rick and just jot it down on your white notebook or white, dry erase thing in your kitchen. John, let me get your picks here then for today, because I want to see what it is you're taking. Then I've got a couple of other questions and some things that I want to get from you as our sports betting insider, most specifically with Jay Cornegay, Westgate Superbook, who I talked about yesterday, asking for the NFL to investigate the Tom Brady unretirement announcement. John, what are your picks for us today?
Yeah, let's start. Let's roll through these. Let's start with the first game of the day here. We're going to go with Michigan, Colorado State.
Yep.
I'm playing Michigan, minus 1.5. It's opened at 3, I think. Michigan minus 3. It's been bet down to 1.5, which I think, hey, it's that's favor to me. And I'll give you a couple stats, the reason why I like Michigan.
Okay.
I just think I've seen Colorado State a few times this year. They rely heavily on the two-point. I told you I think I like Michigan on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a couple stats here. Mountain West Conference team, 32% against the spread since 2001 in the tournament.
That's not great.
Mountain West Conference underdogs, 28% against the spread since 2001. Mountain West Conference teams, first Power 5 in the NCAA tournament, 26% against the spread. A number 6 seed as an underdog in this spot since 2001 are clipping at 28.6%. So I'm playing against I'm playing the angles in this one. I like Michigan being the more physical team. I like Michigan to match up here. Only concern for me is Devontae Jones, Michigan point guard, is out this game with a concussion. But again, I don't think this game is won on the perimeter. I think this game is won in the paint. And give me the big man and the big boys from Michigan, minus 1.5, my first play of the day.
So what's the what are we looking at as far as the betting line for Juwan Howard slapping an assistant coach during the handshake line? Do we have a number on that one?
If they're playing Wisconsin, it's minus 300. But if they're playing anybody else, it's plus money.
Man, that was such a bad look by Juwan Howard. John Denton, our sports betting insider, joining us. All right, so Colorado State losing to Michigan. You know what I actually did? Because I've got my bracket jotted down. I haven't officially put it online yet, so I've gone ahead and taken Colorado State off of that line and put Michigan there. You've just given me the information necessary to bump Colorado State off my bracket. All right, JD, what else you got for us? We, again, have March Madness basketball tipping off Michigan and Colorado State first game of the day at about 11:15 this morning. What's next on your agenda?
Yeah, so the next game I looked at was Murray State and San Francisco.
Yes, I like
this one. A lot of folks are on San Francisco.
Oh, I like Murray State.
I'm playing Murray State in this one, -1.
Okay.
I think West Coast Conference teams are only 31.8% versus non-Power 5 teams since 2004. So, again, lack of schedule, lack of conference strength comes to play. And I think Murray State has probably the best team it's ever had, even during the Ja Morant days. I think Murray State's got a really, really good team. And the thing that sold it for me is last night the news came out that Yawen Masalski, the big 6'10 kid from San Francisco, 13.5 points, 9.5 rebounds.
He was their horse,
Yep, he's out with re-injured his knee in the conference tournament. So he's out. The line hasn't moved. I don't know if they caught up for it. Maybe they will prior to game time, but I clipped Murray State this morning, -1.
Wow, I like that quite a bit here. And, John, I'll just go ahead and say this. San Francisco is a university that many people don't know about. They've got one notable guy to ever come from there. It was Bill Russell. And the kid that you just mentioned, I'm sorry, I forgot his name already, but I saw him play once this year, and I thought to myself, that's the closest thing San Francisco's had to Bill Russell since Bill Russell played for them. And with him being out, I love Murray State. The other thing about Murray State is this. You mentioned the best Murray State team probably ever. Well, there's a reason for that. Ja Morant. When you have a superstar like Ja Morant play for your team, you and I both know, John, that gets players' attention. And then they're like, wait a second, what's that place called? Murray State. Okay, let me see about Murray State. A 7 seed for Murray State. I actually thought they got a bit disrespected in the selection committee because they were a top 25 team this year.
Yeah, I think so too. But again, they're playing their non-conference schedule wasn't as strong as it could have been. But again, when you go 20-0 in conference play, I mean, I don't care what conference you play in, that's a daunting task and accomplishment they should have been rewarded with. But again, I think this is more for me a play against San Francisco. Again, with their big man out and just kind of the history of West Coast Conference teams not being able to match up against first-round picks or first-round games.
I love this. I just love it so much. This is one of the best times of the year. If you're a sports bettor, this is probably the best time of the year. As a matter of fact, John, I was having a conversation a couple of days ago here in the station with some of our coworkers, and they're like, man, should we ever put together a trip to Vegas for the Final Four? And I said, no, you put it together for the first week of March Madness. That's when it's really exciting. John, the books are going to be awesome this coming week.
Yeah, I tell you, if the listeners haven't experienced a March Madness opening weekend in Las Vegas, it's a bucket list type thing. But I'll tell you what, for me, what's even my favorite is actually going out for the conference tournament week.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you mentioned that.
That's for me is where the gold is, because you're not getting that NCAA tournament rush of people. The books are still packed, but the lines aren't, you know, overly long to where you got to get there at 6 a.m. to even get a seat for the 12 o'clock game.
That's true.
But it's still, you got 8 tournaments that are in Vegas at the time, so you can see games in person. You can see games in the sports book. So that week leading up to the NCAA for me is the week I'd love to go.
Well, I'm just throwing this out here. If you're a friend or a supporter or a sponsor of the program and you'd like to see me and John Denton and possibly yourself, you know, as a member of the traveling crew, go to Las Vegas for a conference tournament or the first week of March Madness. Let's make this happen. Contact one of our sales associates here at Midwest Family Lacrosse. I really appreciate that. John, let me transition. Do you have any more picks for us, by the way? So we've got Michigan minus a point and a half versus Colorado State, first game of the day. Murray State minus a point versus San Francisco. Did you have any more plays?
Yeah, we got one play for tomorrow. Since I'm not on for tomorrow, I'll give one play out for tomorrow, which is the Miami and USC game. I'm playing the under 139.5 here. ACC and Pac-12 games since 2003 have clipped at an 81% under rate. So when these two conferences get together, usually the defense wins. So I'm taking 139.5, the under. USC's got one of the all-time greatest two-point defensive efficiency teams. So give me the younger Mobley, 139.5 in the under.
I like that quite a bit. I've got USC beating Miami. This was one of those games, one of those matchups that I was going back and forth on, John. I thought, man, this 7-10 slot is just, it's ripe for an upset. It always is. But I've liked what USC has done this year. I've watched a couple of USC games, and you're right. The younger Mobley kid, well, he's actually the twin brother of Evan Mobley, who is the rookie of the year in the NBA. I don't think that's even a question, right? Cleveland lost by a couple of points to Philadelphia last night, but that team is absolutely a surprise. And Evan Mobley should be the rookie of the year. I like USC to win this one. Going under 139.5 is our third and final play of the day. This is the John Denton special. And again, the John Denton special, over nearly 100 total plays in the last 10 weeks or so, has clipped at 60%. Now, just again, for purposes of comparison, to make a profit in sports betting, you need to hit 52.4% of your bets against the spread. We're absolutely crushing that number and making you a couple of dollars along the way. Again, sign up at BetUS.com and claim a free 125% deposit match, anywhere from $50 up to $2,500 when you use the promo code WKTY. Now, John, let me transition. I've mentioned this name, Jay Cornegay. I talked about him briefly yesterday, but I wanted to have you on the program so you and I could get into the throes of this. Tom Brady, when he made his unretirement announcement, he cost the Westgate Superbook and a number of other teams, potentially, if in fact the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the Super Bowl, boatloads of money. And Jay Cornegay said, and this has been reported widely in a number of different outlets, Jay Cornegay has said the NFL needs to, in his estimation, investigate what essentially would break down to insider trading, because whoever was making these bets, and they don't tell you who it is, whoever was making these bets on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be Super Bowl champions when they were 60-1, 45-1 at some of these books, Jay says, had absolute intimate knowledge that Brady was coming back, because what Jay said was this: at a number of sports books across the country, sharp bettors, not guys in Tom Brady jerseys, came in and made what you would consider to be awkwardly large wagers on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl, which gave Jay Cornegay and other sports book operators around the country the idea that something fishy was going on. And John, you know, we talked about this with the Raiders and the Chargers and how devastating it would be from an integrity perspective if those teams tied on purpose to keep out the Pittsburgh Steelers. I had literally no room for that. With this particular allegation being levied by Jay Cornegay, that somebody inside the NFL that knew Brady was coming back gave that information, leaked that information, or used that information, I mean, this is a pretty big charge here. What are your thoughts on that, and what potentially could come of this?
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. I think the books are, it's kind of like sour face at this point to me, because the books chose to move the lines when he announced his retirement. Now, anybody on the face of the earth knew that there was probably a really good chance that this guy was not going to retire this year. So when you move these numbers in, the Bucs still had a decent squad. If they were to get a veteran quarterback in there, they still have a decent squad. They had some free agents to pick up. So, I mean, it's not like they were bottom feeders at this point, right? So there was still a chance. But I tell you, the books moved the line. Somebody made a play. They moved the line again. Somebody made another play on, or the same guy made another play on it. They didn't move the line enough, according to this guy, right? So there's three or four books that are on the hook for well into six-figure liability now, and just because of this decision by Tom Brady and people bouncing on the number. So, hey, the books weren't fast enough to move the number, and I don't think there was any wrongdoing on there at all.
So no shadiness or impropriety, because Jake Hornegay, again, the reason I'm mentioning this guy's name, he's one of the most well-known and respected sports book operators in the country, Westgate Superbook. You know, he was crying foul that somebody inside the NFL leaked information, and these sharp bettors, not a Tom Brady jersey-wearing guy, but somebody they would consider a sharp, is coming in and trying to take their money. Here's the thing, though. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not going to win the Super Bowl. That's just not a thing. John, I don't know that we've talked about it yet since Brady announced his unretirement. I don't like this look for Tom, and it's not because I don't want him to keep playing. I've got no issues with that. There's something about not being all in and then kind of coming back at the last second that for a 44, almost 45-year-old quarterback feels nearly dangerous, John. I don't know that they can get back there, and I don't think it's going to be a very good season for Brady. What about you? How do you think his season's going to look?
Well, I think he'll still play at a high level. I don't know, again, where, you know, how high that level will be this year. I don't think he'll be in the second tier of quarterbacks. I still think he's going to do well. What really irked me about it, though, is that he chose to do it on a Sunday night, which was NCAA selection Sunday, kind of steal the headlines type stuff. And you're talking about inside information. I think he told his center, the guy that re-signed a couple days ago as well, he told him a week ago.
Oh, okay.
That he was coming back.
Right. So it was out there.
Yeah. So I mean, God forbid someone followed his Twitter or something
and got an inkling.
And next thing you know, these gambling and these betting, this is all inside information for these sharps, right? They have plugs on the inside of every single one of these teams, every single one of these conference teams, colleges, NFL, NBA. There's plugs and moles in each one of these. Each one of these teams that feed inside information. And unfortunately, they got caught. They got caught in this one.
So you know what I'm thinking right now, John Denton, Sports Betting Insider. What I'm thinking right now, John, is this. You and I need to do some quick work and find out who is the equipment manager for the USFL teams, who is on the inside there, because I'll tell you what, there is no better plug than an equipment manager for a team. Trust me, I